A word for you from Micah chapter 5 verse 5. And he shall be their peace. When the Assyrian comes into our land and treads in our palaces, then he will raise up against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes of men. Now this is found in the very famous chapter, as we will have been reminded during this Christmas season, the chapter where Bethlehem is prophesied about, that though she is small, a ruler will come forth. And it's found here in verse 2 of the same chapter 5 in Micah, where it says, he will come forth, he is from of old, the Ancient of Days. And then it goes on to say what he will do for his people. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And then our text for today, he shall be their peace. Now this was looking forward to the time when he was not just to be born, but the fulfillment of his ministry when he would die. He was to be our stand between. Because of what? Because of our wickedness, because of our sins, we need peace with God. And Jesus Christ is the only one who can bring that peace. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, he himself is our peace. In Colossians 1, verse 20, it says that Jesus made peace by the blood of the cross. It was a high price to pay, but he was willing to pay it. And through that peace which he brings perfect security and protection. Are you afraid of the powers out there, the powers of evil? Well, look in verse 4. It says, they, that's God's people, shall dwell secure. And now in verse 5 it says, God will raise up against the Assyrian, in other words, the enemy who had been trampling underfoot the people of God. God will raise up against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes of men. Now, the numbers here are significant because 7 and 8 was known in the time in which it was written as being the perfect, full and sufficient. In Job 5 verse 19 it says, for instance, in 7, no evil shall touch you. That is the protection that God affords his people. How? Through the highest price, the blood of Jesus, where Jesus became our peace. Do you have peace with God, or are you still living in your sins today?